I'm Mark Bayshore. In 2009, Wayne County officials made a shocking discovery at the Detroit Police Department. A county assistant prosecutor noticed stacks upon stacks of rape kits on the shelves. Those rape kits contained DNA evidence taken from survivors of sexual assault. All in all, there were more than 11,000, and some of them had been in storage for 30 years. They had never been tested or investigated. After this came to light, a number of women stepped up to tackle the problem. An organization called Enough Said, which stands for Enough Sexual Assault in Detroit, was formed to raise private sector funding for investigation of the kits and prosecution of the resulting cases. Joining us by phone today are two of those women. Joanna Klein is the chief marketing officer at Fathead, a graphics and decal business in Detroit. She was instrumental in raising awareness about the untested kits and getting local businesses involved. Joanna, welcome to Current State.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And Margaret Tallett is the Chief Community Engagement Officer of the Michigan Women's Foundation, which has been leading the Enough Said effort. Margaret, welcome.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here.
We are glad to have both of you about this amazing and unforgettable story here that you have tackled. Joanna, how did you find out about the backlog of rape kits at the Detroit Police Department? What was that like learning that?
Back in March of 2013, I was watching the NBC news program Rock Center, and Prosecutor Worthy was a guest talking about the backlog of rape kits in Detroit. And I had not heard anything about this issue until then, and I was shocked and horrified, as quite frankly I still am, that something like this could happen.
What did you do? What was your first step?
The first thing that I did was I started to research more about the issue. I wanted to learn more about the rape kits in Detroit. I wanted to understand if this was specific to Detroit or a national issue, and understand what was needed to help Detroit address this issue. And what I learned was the biggest thing that was needed was funds. At the time, it was funds for testing, investigation, and prosecution. And as you mentioned, now we're really focused on the investigation and prosecution. And so what I did was I sent an email to about 250 business leaders here in the Detroit area explaining what the issue was, talking about how I thought we could make an impact, and asking if anyone was interested in helping.
Peg Tallett, how did the Michigan Women's Foundation get involved in this?
You know, Kim Worthy, the elected prosecutor in Wayne County, took this nationally. She brought it out into the focus, and this is how Joanna and others found out about it and admitted that Detroit had this problem. Simultaneously, across the nation, literally, jurisdictions everywhere came forward and said, unfortunately, us too. So we know of 400,000 untested kits. There are probably many, many more. Mm. Kim then went literally door to door seeking funding. Clearly, Detroit was not able to tackle this. Wayne County wasn't able to tackle this. The state wasn't able to tackle it alone. And she literally went to the private sector and said, who can help? When she came to Michigan Women's Foundation in the spring of 2014, we said, oh my gosh, you know, Michigan Women's Foundation's tagline is, we are the foundation on which Michigan women and girls thrive. We cannot thrive if we are not safe. So we set out to find a way to make this happen. Our concern was that at that point we were small. There were only four of us on the team, and we really didn't have the bench strength, if you would, or the resources to take it on. Hudson Weber Foundation came forward and said, if you guys can pull together a team, tell us what you need, we'll try to get you funded, and then we'll figure out how to do this going forward. So in June of 2014, the Board of Michigan Women's Foundation unanimously approved taking this on, and we reached out to Joanna and the early adopters, as we call the founders group, and we said, let's get this done together. But our thinking from the get-go was that this needs to be a private-public partnership. Truly, this is failure of government, and it's difficult to ask even the best-hearted individuals and families and corporations to step forward to take care of a mistake that government has created. So we decided, in fact, to get as many people as we could to make a statement that this was important, and then to utilize that to leverage and to draw attention in the public sector.
We have some numbers here that show the results of your efforts and the efforts of Enough Said. The Wayne County Prosecuting Attorney's Office says so far they've identified 652 people suspected of being serial sexual assault offenders, and they've secured 27 convictions. 182 more cases are being investigated, and nearly 1,600 more are awaiting investigation. Joanna, have you personally heard from any of the victims about how they've been impacted by having their cases investigated?
I was humbled to be at an event in March of 2014 where one of the survivors spoke about her experiences and what it meant to her to have had her evidence treated so carelessly, and, you know, now the efforts to do right by the survivors and get these offenders off the street. And like I said, it was a humbling experience and certainly motivating.
I cannot begin to get my head around what it must have been like to be someone assaulted decades ago and to have had no action taken on that all these years. It's still astounding that this took place at all. Peg, there are still more kits to be tested. How much needs to be raised to get all of them tested?
The remaining testing is about $650,000. But the real issue now is the investigation. The number that you just gave of how many, almost 1,600 cases awaiting investigation, that's the critical number at this point. We have got to get everyone behind this effort on every level of government. You may have just heard that Warren Evans, the Wayne County executive, just came forward with $1 million for this. This was an amazing commitment from the county, which, as you know, is struggling financially. But he felt it was important to put some skin in the game. We've encouraged him to do this each year for the next 5 years as we get through this. But it's estimated that there's probably another $14 million of need. These people who have been put into the CODIS system, more than half of them already existed in CODIS, for having committed violent crimes in 39 states. So this will be a nationwide manhunt. It is an expensive but critical proposition to find these men and get them off the street. The average rapist rapes between 7 and 11 times, which means that if we take them off the street after the first assault, we will save perhaps a dozen women from this horrible, horrible crime.
We're speaking with Peg Tallett and Joanna Klein of Enough Said, a collaboration that raises private funding to test Detroit's forgotten rape kits, investigate the crimes, and prosecute cases. Joanna, why do you think such a backlog accumulated? How did this happen?
You know, what I will say is that this is a sin of the past, and I think that Detroit has taken tremendous strides to make sure that this doesn't happen again. But quite frankly, I think it speaks a lot to the way we treat these crimes, the way we treat victims of sexual assault. And it's a really unfortunate statement on how these survivors were viewed at the time.
Peg, how do you feel about Detroit's ability to keep this in check in the future?
On the 26th of June in 2014, Governor Snyder signed a bill that was approved unanimously by both houses in Lansing, requiring medical facilities and police stations, police jurisdictions, to submit a sexual assault kit within 15 days of it being taken, so in 15 days of the crime. They must submit it to a approved laboratory, and when the results come back, they have a very limited amount of time to begin the investigation. Kim Worthy assures us that she has the manpower and the team, and they are committed to getting these done in a timely way going forward. That team is just phenomenal. I have all the faith in the world in them. We're acting to clean up the backlog in the cold case unit.
Joanna, how can people get involved to help the rest of these kits get tested and the cases prosecuted? Is the heart of your effort about raising dollars?
Absolutely. Raising dollars and raising awareness. So people can visit Enough Said Detroit, can visit the website and make personal donations. Through CrowdRise, there's also an opportunity for people to fundraise. So take to Facebook, take to social media, and, galvanize your network to help you fundraise for this issue and build awareness.
We have been speaking about untested rape kits in Detroit with Joanna Klein of Enough Said and with Peg Tallett. Also involved in the effort, Enough Said is a collaboration that raises private funding to test the kits and investigate and prosecute cases. Peg, Joanna, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.